Today, on the Sunday before Memorial Day, I think of the search for the Fountain of Youth. According to a popular legend, Ponce de Leon explored Florida 500 years ago while searching for the Fountain of Youth. Today, Florida is still the Mecca for perpetual youth. Although the fountain has yet to be discovered, here on the Sun Coast we extend our lives by swimming and sitting in hot tubs, by eating food, healthy food, by playing golf, by engaging in many activities that we hope will combat the aging process. And I have my own special activity. My fountain of youth is religion. Now, religion has long claimed to have a positive impact on life expectancy. The Hebrew Testament says Abraham lived to 175 years. His wife Sarah was 127 years old when she died. Moses lived to be 120. Noah lived to the ripe old age of 950 years. Methuselah died at the age of 969 years. Now, the authors of the Hebrew Bible may have exaggerated a little bit. Still, there is evidence that religious people often live a long time. This morning, I'm going to quote a lot of data. Not only do I hope to impress you with my research, but I hope you'll leave the service with an overall feeling that there is evidence to support my message. But you're not required to memorize any of these facts. A year ago, a study was published on life expectancy. The researchers at Harvard University used data from a long-term study of 75,000 women that track their health and lifestyle, including their attendance at religious services over 16 years. After controlling for more than two dozen factors, they found that compared with those who never went to church, going to church more than once a week, that is, going to church on Sunday morning, as you are doing now, and then going to at least one other activity during the week, this was associated with a 33% lower risk for death from any cause. Now, if you only attend once a week, if you just come on Sunday morning, the result is a 26% lower risk of death. If you come like once a month, come less than once a week, this results in a 13% lower risk of death. The researchers statistically eliminated the possibility of reverse causation. That is, that healthy people go to church more than unhealthy ones. They did find that some variables, such as social support and a tendency not to smoke, contributed to the effect. But no matter how they analyzed the data, the effect of church attendance alone seemed to have benefits. There are other studies on life expectancy that have found the same results. For example, a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center used life expectancy tables to compare the impact of regular exercise, statin therapy, and religious attendance. It reported that we will live up to 5 years longer if we engage in regular physical exercise. People who take anti-cholesterol drugs, on average, live nearly 4 years longer than those who do not. Clearly, exercise and medical care extend our lives. However, the research reported a third element in living a longer life is regular attendance at church. According to the Pittsburgh study, on average, people who go to church each week live about 3 years longer than those who are not churchgoers. Over the years, still other studies have found an association between attendance at religious services and extending life. A study was conducted between 1976 and 1994 that included nearly 5,000 people. The findings from the research found that church attendance was a strong predictor of a longer life. A 1997 study by Duke University Medical Center of 1,700 older adults found that religious attendance enhanced immune systems and lowered blood pressure. The positive health effect of church going was so strong that it was equal to that of not smoking cigarettes. In 1999, the study looked at 4,000 people from North Carolina and found that religious people had lower blood pressure, less depression and anxiety, stronger immune systems, and cost the health care system less than people who were not involved in religion. This North Carolina research found that weekly churchgoers were 46% less likely to die over a 6-year period than people who did not attend church. That same year, 1999, the University of California at Berkeley reported on a study of 5,000 people aged 21 to 65. Those who attended religious services at least once a week had a 23% lower risk of dying over the 28 years on which the research was based. So why do people who go to church live longer? In trying to answer this question, I enter into the area of speculation. Speculation meaning I'm just guessing here. And you're welcome to send me emails with your guesses later in the week. One guess is that the social aspect of religion plays a role in extending our lives. Those closely involved in church life have a larger social network and therefore more social support. Going to church provides friends, boosts our feeling of well-being, and reduces our isolation. In my own experience, if we are lonely, healing from grief or loss or any serious injury, if we are lonely, healing is more difficult. To be healed, it helps to be in a community. Helping others may also play a role in why people who go to church live longer. You know, earlier I read a description of one of the projects of our Social Justice Committee to take young people who are living at the Y and who are homeless to go bowling and to buy books and things next August. Now, we don't have a test to do this, but there are other tests that show that people who do this kind of social action actually improve their immune system. In a study conducted by Harvard School of Medicine, participants watched a documentary film about a woman who lived in Calcutta, India. She was a humanitarian who cared for the poor and the disabled in Calcutta's slums. Many were deeply moved by her compassion in watching the documentary. The worshippers, the researchers collected saliva from the participants before and after they watched the movie. Samples were compared. They found our own natural defense in our body that protects us from bacteria and viruses increased in the participants who had watched the movie. This suggests that engaging in social work, the kind that we do in this church, can have a positive effect on the human immune system. Lifestyle choices may play a role in why people who go to church live longer. Church attendance may provide social support that facilitates and reinforces positive health-seeking behaviors. A study of over 4,500 young adults in four cities found that young adults who attend religious services have lower rates of cigarette smoking. African Americans in one urban community who attend church regularly, in this case at least once a month, were 50% more likely to visit the dentist and 60% more likely to get their blood pressure checked than community residents who did not attend church. A study at Harvard found that religious activity may protect and maintain lung health in the elderly. Regular religious service attendance, at least attending once a week, and I assume that these are churches where people get to sing hymns, exercise their lungs, that this was associated with a slower lung function decline among men and women compared to those who never attended services. The findings could not be explained by differences in smoking or physical activity. So why do people who go to church live longer? Community is part of the answer. Helping others is part of the answer. Supporting a healthy lifestyle choices, that is also part of the answer. But still, since I'm just guessing here, I think there's more. In Old English, the word health originally meant wholeness, a being whole, sound or well. Health is part of a family of words in English that includes the words heal, hallow, and holy. Now, in keeping with these original definitions, I would suggest that promoting health, promoting physical, spiritual, and mental health is one of the tasks of a religious community. The best clergy and church lay leaders are interested in the physical health of their congregations. Research has established that prayer and meditation contribute to the health of a person who is praying or meditating. In addition to prayer and meditation, I suspect that rituals are part of the reason why people who go to church live longer than people who do not. How do we humans pass through from youth, from childhood, to maturity without falling apart, without losing our way in the stresses of life? Well, we get help from tradition through rites of passage, through ceremonies and rituals at these difficult, stressful transitions. I think these rituals are an aid to our mental and our physical and our spiritual health. So when a child is born into a community, that child is welcomed not only by the parents, who feel an enormous amount of trepidation and fear that they don't really know what they're doing, but the child is not just welcomed by the parents, but by the child's biological extended family and also the larger religious community of which that child is a part. All we do in the area of child dedications or naming ceremonies and our religious education program can contribute to the health of the parents and the child. Then later, when we reach a point of developing a relationship, when we celebrate a loving partnership, the union of two people, whether it be a man and a woman, or two women or two men, the ceremony can be an experience that enhances our physical health. the joy of marriage, the stress of marriage, can be helped with the power of feeling supported by family and friends. This support can be a holy experience and a healthy one. Of course, the church community is sometimes the place where people have actually met their partner. Another reason why religious community helps the average person live longer. When we celebrate a life at a memorial service, the service helps the living to come to grips with their grief and to return to living their life. Even a memorial service or a funeral service can enhance the health of those who participate in openly grieving and recalling and celebrating the life of someone that they love. Going to church or going to a temple or going to a mosque is likely to extend your life, according to the research, by at least 3 years. So if the average life expectancy in the United States is about 79 years, by attending church on a regular basis, on average, you are likely to live at least until the age of 82. Of course, individual results will vary. What should we do with these extra years we get from going to church? On the Sunday before Memorial Day, as I age, I resolve to keep informed. I resolve to have confidence in my own thoughts and risk stating them. I resolve to continue to try to be aware of my prejudices and to try to cleanse myself of such biases. I resolve to walk in the summer rain occasionally and let the tears fall as I forgive myself for all that I wish I had done differently. I resolve to remember that love sometimes comes as a blessing, more often as a result of hard work, and sadly, at times, not at all. I resolve to continue to be present in the moment and aware of the world around me, the sunlight filtering through the trees, the red of the flowers blooming outside the window, that scrubbed, clean teacup returned to its rightful place on the shelf. I resolve to sometimes be still, and feel the interwoven kinship with all of life. I resolve to keep as active and as healthy as I can. When I do grow older and need help, I resolve not to let my growing old become cantankerous, because a cantankerous sense of independence can be a drain on family and friends. I shall try to accept the inevitable with as much grace and good humor as I can muster. So on this Sunday before Memorial Day, I resolve finally to attend church each week for as long as I can.